Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Lamed Aleph, and the week's Shiurim is sponsored Le Ilui Nishmas of Shlomo Shmuel Bar Ben Rabbi Yitzchak Saul Gerzberg, whose yard site was on the 14th of Teves. Again, Reb Shlomo Shmuel Ben Rabbi Yitzchak Shaul. Okay, we are on Lamed Amid Beis. Let's pick up from where we left off last time, and Reb Shlomo will try to get back to a regular schedule. Generally, over the next couple of days. So let's start with three lines to the bottom on Lamed Amid Beis. I was talking about different inyanim of Hilcha Shechita, and the previous parak was about more Hukit Shecht, and now we're getting into how to Shecht, and what one is allowed to do during the Shechita. We had the Mishnah that spoke about Shechting two animals at once, two people shechting an animal at the same time, and the process of shechita. Shechita is a slicing motion back and forth, not a chopping motion, as we saw. So what happens if one has a very small knife? What do you do if you have a little blade? Could you go back and forth, even though it's only small? That was the end of the Mishnah, that even if you have a little izemel, kshera, as long as you were molech and mevi. And then we brought psukim from Yirmiyahu and from Malachim, relating to what the makar is, that you have to know that the act of shechita is a back and forth of molech umevi and not a chopping, a do-res type of action. So Rava avibadak le-gira le-Rabbi Yonah bar Tachlifa. Rava, check the arrows, check the gira, the of Rabbi Yonah bar Tachlifa from Pegimos. Right, I wanted to make sure that it was sharp. V'shachat ba'ofa b'hadi deparach. And he shechted a bird as it was flying. Bird was flying in, and he was so skillful that he was able to shecht the bird as it was flying. Vidilma avir chalada, says the Gemara, but maybe it went under the pipes when it was shechting, right? One of the psulei shechita. No, chazinan gidfi demifrimi. No, he saw that the feathers that were around the neck, they became cut. So he saw, he knew it went in over there through the feathers, because the feathers were cut. Because if it was chalada, mibifrim, it wouldn't have been done underneath and wouldn't have cut the feathers. That's why he was able to do it. Interesting, this sounds like a case, like why would a person be shooting like that? Was he hunting? Right, it sounds like a hunting. That's not the normal way of shechita, but you see a bird and you want it, so you hunt it and you shecht it. So that would solve the problem also of some of the other hunting issues. Remember, the Noda Bihuda has the tshuva in Yaredeya, in Tinyana, in Simen Yud, whether hunting is an activity that we should be involved in, whether it's entertainment for a nice Obed Hashem. So the first half of the tshuva, he discusses what's not the problem. In a major tshuva relating to intellectual honesty, right, he was asked, is there a problem of the following three items? This is, imuter lo, he says, he, v'shorashe lasoim, isha chadashe ziko, Hashem benachla rechava, a person who is yoresh many acres of land, v'yesh lo kfarim v'yaros, asher b'hayaros, tirmos kol chayiso yar, forests are full of wild animals, imuter lo lelich matzmo, liros pekanis srifa, Latzut Sayin, that's not a regular arrow to shecht with, but a hunting knife, a hunting arrow. Oh, amasu liso lasos tavarzeh, imishum sar balechayim, imishum baltashkes, imishum shenahagu bo iser. Those were the three suggestions. And he goes through the first half of the tshuva, how it's not a problem of any of those. It's not sar balechayim, because you're going to kill the animal right away, if you're... If you are an expert, called davar sheish bo tsarech lahaadam, and also if there's any need for a person, not that the dafka that you're gonna have to use it, but he quotes from the Shumas Hadashen, less v'mishum tsar balechayim, v'gam lo shayach l'tsar balechayim, elo l'tsaro ulahanicho b'chayim. Also, tsar balechayim is the only way you're gonna leave the animal and let it suffer. Aval lahamis behemos v'chayos, v'chol mine balechayim, less v'mishum tsar balechayim. That is not a problem of Tzar Baal HaChayim. I quote the Gemara we had earlier on Daf Zayin. V'im Kain Ein Anidon B'Sheilato Mishum Tzar Baal HaChayim. Number one is Tzar Baal HaChayim. Number two, Mishum Baal Tashchis Vadei Lecha. Also Mishum Baal Tashchis, there's no problem. Why? Dahari Nehene B'Ha'or V'Gam Eina Oseh Derech Hashchasa. Also, he's not being ne'eneh, he's not violating by not getting any hana. He is getting ne'eneh from the or, and he's not doing it in a destructive manner. V'gam ikir iser baltashkes, apshim idrabanan, shur shom asher asra torbik, sizan eis machal. Right, we discussed this before. What is the root of baltashkes? Is it the maisa hashchasa, or is it the destruction of the hana that potentially one could get? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me this to get Hana'a from, and if I'm squandering that opportunity, that's the problem of Baal Tashchis, right? Or is it just the act of the Maisa Hashchasa per se? Again, the 2 days in Rashi Misachas Tainus, that seems to have these 2 days, but either way, he says here, Davar She'en Bo Hefzeh L'Shema Dam Lo Shayach Baal Tashchis. These animals are in the middle of the forest. So what is the hana'a that a person is losing? Hani chayso yah karzman shein b'chayim ein b'em shum hana'a adam. Iker hana'a b'mosan b'oroseim. The iker hana'a is by killing them. So how can you say by killing them you're removing? And then he says it's not an ugly oyster because it wasn't really a minhag of these types. It's not like so many people were involved in these activities that you could say nahagu bo oyster. That's the first half of the tshuva. V'hine adko di barnu mitzad hadin. Right, that's the letter of the law. But now he says, spirit of the law, and then he gets back into the letter of the law. He says, I don't think one should be involved in this type of activity. Who were hunters in the Torah? Right, not company that we want to be involved with. Nimrod and Esav, Ein Zed Darkei Bnei Avraham Yitzchak VYaakov. Upok Chazi Lomar, Tefalev Etachadesh Kasav Ariv Psakov, Heviu Ramah. He quotes Rachmav al Kalmasav, Vech Yamis Ish Yisraeli Biadayim Baal Echayim Belishim Tzorech, Rak Ligmar Chemda Zmano Lisatek Betseda. Is this a way to have entertainment? Vimishum, and if you want to say, oh, there are wild animals that you're protecting everybody from, Dubim Vizaevim Visharchayos Atorfim, Muadim Lahazik, Hari Amru, Jazeva, Riyakola Kodamar Gonzacha, Gamzet Toas. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about animals that are amongst settlements and where people live. The Chulu, and he continues. So he says it's not an activity that one should be involved in. And then he says maybe there's even a halachic issue, right? Not just a hashkafic issue. Maybe there's even a halachic issue. Umishahu aisha tzarech lazeu parasaso mitzedazu lo shayach akzarius. Fine, if this is what somebody does for a living and this is his parnasa, then I could understand the level of danger that he puts himself in. Right, if you're just doing it stam, to entertainment, it's achzarius. Then he adds the point I was about to say. You're putting yourself into a danger. And how can you put yourself into danger for no reason? Rasha Weiss writes in one of his Svarim, we know generally there's a concept of Shomer Psalm Hashem. Right? We know that there's a certain level of danger that is accepted by normal, acceptable activities that people are involved in, crossing the street, driving a car. Now, everything in life has dangers. But there's a certain level of danger that is acceptable, is considered normal behavior, Shomer Psalm Hashem. But he points out that in a functioning society, sometimes there are people who are involved in activities and jobs that have somewhat more danger. But that's also accepted because in a larger society, you need some people to do those jobs, like a fireman, like a policeman, like a soldier, like all of these people. What do you mean? Like the average person would say, sure, how can you be involved in that type of danger? You're nechnas l'makam sakana. Isn't that usur? You're not allowed to put yourself into a makam sakana. But the answer is in the larger scheme of things, when you have a larger society and somebody's going to have to do those jobs, then it's understandable if somebody volunteers to do that specific job because that's needed. That's needed by the society. And that's also in the larger rubric of Shomer Psalm Hashem because that is what is required. Okay. And then he quotes at the end, this was be a violation of a Nishmarta Mol and Afshol Sechem, and therefore one should stay away. So it's Achzarius if you don't need to do it, and it's Isura and Sakanta, and therefore one shouldn't be involved in it. So I don't think we have to say that Rav Yonah Bar Tachlia, that Rava was involved in this. He was just, happened to see one specific bird that he wanted to shecht, and he was an expert archer, and he was able to shecht as he shot the arrow. So therefore it would be okay. And the only potential problem the Gemara mentioned was chalada. But we mentioned there's no chalada because, right, the feathers were separated and he was an expert. So now the Gemara says, v'habayi kisui, boreba kisi adam, right, mitzvah saseh daraisa, as we're going to get to, all about kisi adam in the sixth parak, on daf pe gimel. So what about kisi adam? V'chi tema de machzule, and if you want to say, oh yeah, after the blood goes, he goes and covers it, v'amar abizera, even though it's like in a large area, l'chor, if the bird was flying. You have to put dirt, as we will learn, below and above the blood. It says in afar, afar lo nomar, ela bi afar. It doesn't say afar, but bi afar melamed, shashochit zorach sheitin afar lamata v'afar lamala. So how do you put afar lamata, right, if the bird is flying, right, only afterwards? So the Gemara answers, demazmin leila afar dekula pischa. He prepares or designates afar in the whole Pisca, or the whole Pixa, right? Different gears on the side. Either way, in the whole area, the whole valley, right? Wherever the blood is going to be spread out, he originally had put dirt there beforehand in order to do the mitzvah of Kisi Adam. Rashi here has two deis here. What does it mean, Mazbin Lay? So Rashi says, Afar Kol Bika Haya Masia Vikotesh. Number one, right? He crushed up dirt and got it ready beforehand. Oh, Rashi quotes a second deya. Shaya Afar Tichawach Umizamno bepeh lekach. There's already dirt there, and he's mizamini bepeh. He designates it orally, and he says all the dirt in this field should be for the mitzvah of kisi adam. And that is a chiddush that you could do hazmana bepeh when it comes to kisi adam. So the Rashi here says he goes with the other pshat of Rashi. He quotes Rashi and he says mizamno sab bepeh ve'ena mechuver be'enai to offer kisui ena tzorach siman bepeh. You have to do, right, if you have, soft dirt, what is this, hini mukhra mizuma, and you have to be mazmin and bepeh? No. Va'alashan arisha, shakasha zamizam, niklomer, shemachinim, osabacharisha, yoser nachon. You physically get it ready. If you have soft dirt there, fine. I understand that. If you have no soft dirt, but if there happens to be soft dirt there anyway, then you do the mitzvah if it falls in. You don't have to, you know, do or get it ready, bepeh, you know, to have that designation. Tosfos also points this out. If you look at the, beginning of, as I just mentioned, the beginning of Perek Kisi Adam on Daf Pei Gimel on the base, Tosfos there, Dibras Lasarach also says the same thing. It says, Afar Shalamala Mitzvah Sheyitainu, Ta Kisuhu Vinizgala, Pater Milachasos, Vichizo Aruch Rizgala Chayat Lachasos. Like the Mishnah says, if I did Kisi Adam and then, the wind blew off the dirt, I don't have to do another more Kisi Adam. I did it once. I did a Maisa. But if the Ruach, if the wind covered it, I'm Pater. Meaning it's taken care of. I didn't violate. Maybe I didn't get the mitzvah, but I didn't violate. So here too, if it's underneath. That's what he says. Avalafar shalamata ain't sorg sheyitin hu im yesh afar. Hari ki ilu nasanu afar. It says, Kivi did it. And he quotes that which is said earlier, you know, I don't have to think, say, you have to say what Rashi says. That's the Tosis, Tibaskot Sarach, on Pei Gimel Amid Beis. The Mitzvah of Kisi Adam, as we said it, we're going to talk about it. It came up already once before. But so just mention one other ha'ara here, and that is the Rambam. Today, in this cycle, happens to be the Rambam's yard site, Chav Teves. But if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Shchita, the Rambam there, as does the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch isn't as beferish, because the question is, do you look at the titles? But what's the issue? The Rambam puts Hilchos Kisi Adam within Hilchos Shchita. Within Hilchos Shchita. So you might say, well, where else should he put it? So that's true, that's a point. But the Rambam might have found a different place to put Mitzvahs Kisi Adam, but he does put it in Hilchos Shchita, as the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch puts it at the end of Hilchos Shchita. So it's not right before Hilchos Treifas. So is that a diyuk? The last simon in Hilchos Shchita is Kisi Adam. So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't have as many categories as a separate simon. The Rambam has it within Hilchos Shchita, in Sefer Kedusha. Which seems to say maybe there's a connection conceptually between the mitzvah of Kisi Adam and the mitzvah of Shchita. As Rashi says in some places, and we'll discuss this better at length, Kisi Adam being the Gemar Maisa Shchita somehow. Not fully, right? The animal is fully shechted, but conceptually in some way. Right? If we'll learn that if one person shechs, then he gets priority in terms of doing the mitzvah of Kisi Adam. The answer is why? What's the difference? Right, if you did one mitzvah, why should he be able to have zchus to do the other mitzvah? Right, maybe there's a connection between the two. And we will see. But that's the Rambam in Perek Yudalet of Hilchos Shchita. Mitzvah asay lachasos dam shchitas chaya tahora o oftar shenemar v'chulu. Again, one might even say Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi started this idea, right? Putting in a Maseches Chulin. We think about it, the entire Chulin is related to Shchita. Right, the first couple of prakim shchita, and then treifas of shchita, then shchita of an ubar, that's behemah makasha, the fourth parak. Then you have kisi hadam, and oso ve'esbeno, which are halachas of shchita, covering the blood, if you say that's part of shchita, and then oso ve'esbeno is beforehand, oso ve'esbeno is the fifth parak, then kisi hadam. Seventh, eighth parak has to do with kashrus, did you shecht it properly? Then you get into tumah v'tara, of a nevela trefa, the ninth parak, then the tenth parak of Zerola Chayayim, after you shecht, you have to give these parts of the animal to the Kohen, that's in the Zeroa and the Lechayayim, and that is not in Hilcha Shechita, right, because that has to do with Kachim, Reishas Hagez, and Shiluach HaKan. So Shiluach HaKan also, that doesn't have to do with Shechita, that's to do if you want to partake of the animal, of the bird, so what do you, where do you... well, the halachas that you have to do with it and send away the mother bird, v'chulu. That also, interesting, is in Hilcha Shechita, in the Rambam. Right? So, Shiluach HaKan, maybe we might have put somewhere else. Right? I have to go through exactly where it might have been. But you might not have put it in Hilcha Shechita. There are other places that the other, organizational questions that you might have put it. But either way, all of this is in Maseches Chulin, and all of this is in Sefer Kedusha of Hilcha Shechita, and that's why, on a conceptual level, Shiluach HaKan is not anything to do with Shechita per se, but Kisi Adam is. Kisi Adam is, and that's the Rambam in Hilcha Shechita, and the Sefer Chinuch also discusses Kisi Adam at length, as we know, in the mitzvah Kuf Nun Zayin, and that's where he discusses the Kuf Pei Zayin, the Tama Mitzvah. He says, "Lefisha Nefesh Tluya Bedam, Kamo Shebi Amarnu BeIsur Dam." V'Lachein Roi Lano Lachasos Hanefeshu Lahastiro Me'en Yiroav Terem Nochal Abasar. Ki Gam Bazeh Niknem Ksas Achzaris Benafshenu. Blood symbolizes life, the lifeblood, and therefore you should cover up the lifeblood before you're eating the animal. Lechol Abasar V'Nefesh Ishpach Lefaneinu UbeBehemos Losos Savenu Bakach. Only by Chayes and Ofos, not by Behemos, because many times Behemos are used for Karbanos, and therefore we use the Dam in the Avoda. It can't be Mechasa, the Dam used for the Avoda, so that's why all Behemos are excluded, because they can be used for Karbanos. V'Yachar Shekein Lo Ratzal Tor Lechalik Lono Bein Mukdoshin Lechulin V'Im Gam Bemin HaOfos Yesh Behem Karav Lagav Behem Esbeach Muatu. And even though birds are also brought, you could have Ola Sa'of and Kata Sa'of, still, that's not so common. L'davar mu'a lo tachush ha-Torah la'olam. U'mipnei kein, chiyavtanu b'kisi adam ha'ofos b'kulan. So that's why we're always chayiv, to cover the blood of the bird. Again, this is also the Kleyakar, I think we mentioned last week. The Kleyakar says kisi adam maybe is an example of a siyag d'araisa. Right, on the list usually siyagin da'araisa or isure da'araisa. You're not allowed to cook basa b'chalav, says the Kesef Mishnah, so that I don't come to eat basa b'chalav. I'm not allowed to have chametz in my house on Pesach, says the Ran on the first daf of Pesachim, so I don't, because I don't come to eat chametz. Right? Many different, los asays. Once in a while, there's a mitzvah asay. There's a mitzvah asay that is a siyag da'araisa. So this is one of them. Do kisi adam, so I don't come to eat the blood. Or Rashi quotes in Parshas Bereishis from Rishon Bayachai, the mitzvah of Tosef Shabbos is a mitzvah asay to be mosif on Shabbos, so I don't come close to violating the Isser of Shabbos and coming close, even though Shabbos goes in kochot asayra, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that time, but we don't. That's why we have to have the mitzvah of Tosef Shabbos. But again, there's a lot to talk about the bracha in Kisi Adam. That's also a big discussion, which, again, fascinating discussion. The Shulchan Aruch talks about that in Chaf Ches Beis. Chayav Levar Kodim Sheyechase Asher Kodeshanu V'Zad V'Sivanu Al Kisu Dam Ba'afar. And the Ramah quotes, Misha Shochet Pamarishon Mavarach Shechyanu Al Kisui Avalo Al Ashchita. The Mazik Liberia, the Shechyanu, how the brachas relate. B'ez Hashem, we'll get to that in the sixth parak. Okay, we have weiter, we continue. Two dots. Hayashochid vihitiz v'chulu. Somebody is shechting, and as we saw in the Mishnah, if he is hitiz the rosh v'basachas, if he just chops the neck of the animal, that's pasul. But if he has shochid, the Mishnah said, vihitiz the rosh v'basachas, if the knife is long enough, im yesh besakin malit savar, it has the length of a neck size, the knife is that long, so then it is okay. And if he's doing it, two Russian, two heads of the animal at once, if the second has Malit Savar Echad, it is Kshera. So, Amar Rabbi Zeira. Malit Savar, the Chutzlet Savar, Rabbi Zeira says it has to be a little bit more, not exactly the length of the neck, but a little bit longer. As Rashi says, Amar Rabbi Zeira Mali Tzavar Dimas Nisan Chutz Litzavar Beinan. V'lo Dima Mali Tzavar Dafka. It's not exactly. You have to have a little more. So how much more, according to Rabbi Zeira? Ibo Elohu Mali Tzavar V'Chutz Litzavar Kamali Tzavar. You have two neck lengths. When he says more than a neck length, it means double. Tahabilu trei tzavare. O dilma male tzavar v'chutz latzavar mashu. Or just a little bit more. Just a little bit more than the tzavar. That's the question the Gemara wonders about Rabbi Zeira. The Rashba here assumes that mashu is can't be just a little more than one tzavar. The question is really a whole tzavar extra or a whole tzavar plus a mashu extra. But the suggestion is not tzavar versus tzavar mashu. It's really two tzavars or two tzavar mashus, the Rashba says. To have a drop more than one tzavar, the Rashba assumes that's not the Gemara's question. But again, the pashas of the Gemara is one or a little bit. Tashma. So let's try to prove it. I show chavitas shnei rashim basachas. Look at the next line of the Mishnah. If somebody's shechting two animals at once, im yesh l'sakin mole tzavar echad kasher. If the knife has the length of one, so my mali tzavar echad, what does that mean? Ileva mali tzavar echad visulo, exactly one. So hashta bebehema achas beinan mali tzavar v'chutz latzavar. If we say that the previous line is talking about you need an extra neck length, if one animal needs that, meaning two neck lengths, b'shtei behema sagilu kamali tzavar echad. So by two animals, it would be enough with one. Meaning, if the previous one, if the first line of the Rav Zeira is talking about, you need two neck lengths. So by two animals, you need less than that. So elab shita mali tzavar chutz l'shnei tzavarin. So it must be the larger shear. It must be two tzavar lengths, and that's what you would also need for the next line of the Mishnah too. Shma mina mali tzavar chutz l'tzavar. Shma mina. That is what is assumed. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch discusses the length of the knife here in Simin Yud Dalid. Simin Yud Dalid, I'm sorry, Simin Ches. Simin Ches, the Shulchan Aruch discusses Shir Sakin Shol Shchita. One sif. Kamuhu Arach HaSakin Shoshochit Bo. Kol Shehu. That's what we pass on. That's the end of the Mishnah. As long as Shlo Yehi Davar Dak Shenokei Ve'eno Shochit Kamo Rosh Ha'izemel Hakadam HaChayotzi Bo. Uve'machan Afiluhu Rachav Ksas. Don't use something tiny. But you have to be careful. And then the Rama says, Umi shelo yuchal l'sha'er. If you're not exact, you can't dafke estimate. Yikach sakin kamali orech beis savarin. Shelo sadarvish shochtin. Based on our Gemara, you should take a knife that's at least the length to a double of the length of the neck that you are cutting. 14 finger lengths. Right, bazeh is gematria yudalid 14, so 14 finger lengths. That's what the Rama quotes as a remes. Right, the shach here says, according to the marshal on our Gemara in the Yamshel Shlomo of Abach, umaski de lachachila bein bebehema bein baof angel lishkod el basakin shukshir shnei shalavarim shalosu davar shochet. Even the Shulchan Aruch quoted meikra din more meiko, but that is what the Rama says, and that's what the shach says. That's what we should be knowing. What happens if one did it with less, with a smaller knife? So the Rashba here has 2 days. What if you did two animals with the smaller knife? So do we say there's a problem with both animals? Says the Rashba. V'asikne b'gamara mali tzavar chutz l'shnei tzavarim. V'imein bo ela kimalot shnei tzavarim levad. What if you have exactly two? Yesh misha omer. Shaharishon pasul afishalo haisabo halacha kishir. Avalasheni mutter. Shariyesh lasheni mali tzavar chutz bimenu. V'zed das atosvas. Quotes it. Maybe the first one would be a problem, but the second one, you had enough length to go. Aval benimuke harambanzal shnei masurin. But my Rebbe the Ramban thinks they're both aser. Hol v'shchitasan ka'achas. Vidaras al karcho barishon avdoris b'sheni. The alshneim heavier ayad b'shave v'zei yoser nachan v'ikker. He doesn't think that if it's too short for one, it's too short for two. He doesn't think that either of them would be kosher. Okay, but Lamaisa, we use, generally the minhag is to use a certain level of a certain length of a knife. But again, b'shas atak, if somebody's in a certain place and only has one little sharp instrument, so then there are coolness and flexibility. Bamed var mamurim, the Mishnah had said at the end, when do we say that you need this length of a knife, as we said, if you only went in one direction? If you were molech, or you were mevi. But if you were molech and mevi, then even a small knife, as we said, b'zmashol of loyve v'chul, amr of Menashe, b'izemal she'en lo karnayim. The izemal that you're allowed to use, the scalpel that you're allowed to use, is only without one without any literally horns, without anything sticking up. Right, for noy, Rashi says. Lenoy al gabehem. Right? Because you don't want that, because that could cause problems. If when you're molech and maybe those will get caught. Amalei Rav Acha, Berei d'Rav Avi l'Rav Menashe, Machta Mai. What about a needle? Amalei Machta, Mivza Baza. Right? That punctures. That doesn't do the what you need, the act that you need to do, so you cannot use it. Machta de Ushchafi Mai. What about the needle of a Ushrafi, right, somebody who works in Rashi says, Maratzeya haratz anim, right, it's thicker, shepiosav chadudin v'chotchin chutchei atfar, right, it's somebody who works a tanner, mai, or a shoemaker, armalei tanina, afiluk alshehu, so mai la v'achta du Ushrafi doesn't mean even those, lo, izemel behed yoktani la, right, so it says izemel, so this has to be referring to a needle of a shoemaker, right, a very sharp one. So pirusha kamafarish, so maybe the Mishnah's on Raya, maybe the Mishnah's talking about just the izemel. My kol shehu izemel. Hachanayim mistavre, it also makes sense. The isagadadach machta de ushkafi, because if you want to say it's referring to that, hasha machta de ushkafi sharya, izemel mi boy. If it's machta de ushkafi, if that's mutter, that seems to be sharper and pointier, so if that would be mutter, izemel, would that be a kasha? You should just say the bigger chiddush. So therefore, why did it say izemel? So it must be, it's dafki izemel. So the Gemara says, no raya. Izemel is trichalei. Sagada de chamina, ligzer izemel, she'in lo karnayim, ato izemel, she'yesh lo karnayim. Maybe the chiddush of izemel is that sometimes it comes with these extra points. So you would have thought you can't use it, because you might come to use it with the points. Kamash molan. So either way, there's no raya that the Mishnah is only talking about izemel, and the machta de ushkafi is left unanswered. Okay. Good. Says the Mishnah. Remember, when it comes to, this is all by chulin, when it comes to kachim, it could be that, you know, there are different rules in terms of the need for a sakin. The need, does it have to be a klisharis? That was 2 days in the Rishonim. First Tosfos in Ezel Makomon. But the fact that you need a sakin, we learned that out from the pasuk by the Akedah of Avram Avinu taking the Ma'achelas. Good. Says the Mishnah, Nafla sakin v'shachta. If so, the knife fell. The knife fell and it shechted. Somebody's walking and the knife fell out of his hands, or it was just on a table and it fell off and it shechted. Avo bishachta kedarka psula. If there is no koach gavra in the act, so then it is pasul. Even by chulin. Shneemar v'zavachta v'achalta. Mashata zoveach ata ochel. You have to be actively zoveach it in order for then to eat it. V'zavachta v'achalta. Again, linking the shechita to the result of what you want. Shchita being a matir. V'zavachta, v'yachalta, what you shecht, you eat, and here you didn't shecht. Memela was shechted. So again, one needs koach gavra. And as the Gemara says, taima denafla. Hahi pila huksheira v'avagavdol mechavein. Fine, if it fell down, it is no good. But if you were mapil it, if it came from the power of a person, he was mapil it, even though if he didn't have kavana for shchita, still that would be good enough. Again, we mentioned this a few weeks ago, it came up. Koach Gavra in all the different contexts. Koach Gavra by Shchita. Koach Gavra by Ritzicha. Koach Gavra by Nezek. Koach Gavra by Netilas Yadayim. Right? Koach Gavra comes up by all of those, wherever you need an act. Koach Gavra by Paraduma, by putting the ashes and the water into the Mayim Chayim Al-Keli. Right? Koach Gavra comes up in all these, and there might be different rules and regulations in each one. Might be different standards in what you need. Right, we saw a Tosfos, between even Ritzicha b'mezin and Ritzicha b'shogeg. Right, there are how do you define an act for somebody to go to near Miklat, and how do you define an act for somebody to get killed? Might be differences in terms of that, definition. Good. So that's the diak. So if you are mapilit, so then it's good enough, even though without kavana. So my tana, there'll be a kavana l'shchita. Who is the tana that says that you don't need kavana for shchita? Amar Rava, Rabbi Nassani. It is Rabbi Nassan Shita. Right? The Tani Oshia Ze'era de Min Chavraya. Because why? What is Ze'era? From the Min Chavraya. Rashi says, Sa'ir HaYeshiva. Ze'era de Min Chavraya. Ze'ir from the Min Young. The linear Rashi says, De Oshia Ze'era HaYanikra. De Min Chavraya. Ze'ir HaYeshiva. That was his name. Okay. Either way. So, Zarak Sakin Elenoat Sabakosel Vahalcha Vishachta Kedarka. If he threw a knife to throw it into the wall. Right, Lenosa, to insert it into the wall. Right, that's where they kept knives in those days. They didn't have drawers. So where'd you put the knife? You put it in the wall. So you threw it into the wall, Vahalcha Vishachta Kedarka, and it went, and it shechted. Right, you didn't have kavana for shechita. You threw it. It was koch gavra. But you didn't have kavana for shechita, Rabbi Nasan Machshir, Vechachamim Poslim. The Chachamim say that is puzzle, because you need more than that. You need kavana. Rabbi Nasan is Machshir, and that's the time of our Mishnah. Hutani Lavu, Amar Lahalacha, Rabbi Nasan. Right, and that's what the Rava says, that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Nasan, that Nafla would not be good, but Ipila would be okay, even though you didn't have Kavana, because you don't need actual Kavana for the Shechita. The Ni'itza B'Kosel is also a big discussion in Hilcha Shabbos. If you remember, in Hilcha Shabbos, sticking a knife into a wall or taking it out of a wall, is that allowed on Shabbos? Right, is that allowed making a hole? Maybe you're going to be making a little bigger hole, or not a bigger hole. What if you do that into a barrel that's Truma Sadeshen and the Magen Avraham talk about in Hilcha Shabbos and the Sugya Psikresha? Psikresha bidirabanan, Psikresha by a double dirabanan. Right? Psikresha bidirabanan, we're generally machmir. Right? Psikresha, if I have no kavana for the malacha, but it's vada gonna happen. Let's say I take the knife out of the wall on Shabbos. I want to cut my challah. So when I take the knife out, it could be Psikresha is gonna make a little bigger hole as I take the knife out or I put it in. But maybe it's Psikresha bidirabanan. If I have, so the Truma Sadeshen quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham discusses this. Is that a Daraisa? Is that a Darabana? What if you're doing it into a barrel? And that might be Binyan Bekelim, which is Darabana. Is it a double Darabana? So that's a discussion. That's where it comes up in this type of case. With a knife, sticking the knife into the walls, into the barrel, that is the Psik Resha by a one Darabana, which we generally assume Machmir, and double Darabana. And there we find Kulas, by Psik Resha. Like shuas to shuas, a double drabanan by psikresha. Regular shuas to shuas were machmir. Shuas to shuas b'makam something were mekel. Shuas to shuas b'makam mitzvah. Shuas to shuas b'makam tzarech rabim. But shuas to shuas in a context of psikresha, where I don't have kavana to do it at all, so then it could be mekel also, as long as it's double. Good. So Rabbi Nasan says that you don't need kavana. Let's continue, and then we'll make a comment about the kavana. So the Gemara says, "V'alma Rava Chada Zimna." But didn't Rava already say that Reb Nosson is the author of the Mishnayos in our parak? Titnan, we learned back on Daf Beis, the Kulan Sheshachtu V'Achirim Ronosan Shchitasan Ksheira. Right? If anybody shechts, we had a whole different pshat to who is this referring to? The first couple of Daf of the Masechta. If other people are watching people who shouldn't be shechting lechatchila, it's good enough. Shchitasan Ksheira V'Yamrin and Matan Adloboy Kavana Leshchita. And who is included in that? Chere Shota Katan. And who is the one that says you don't need Kavana for Shchita as long as somebody's watching? V'Yamar Ravi Binasani. So Rav already said that the Mishnah is in these Prakam Rabbi Nasan. So what do we need Rav to say that Rabbi Nasan is the author of the Mishnah on Daf Beis, and Rabbi Nasan is the author of the Mishnah on Daf Laman Aleph? It's the same idea. But you don't need Kavana. So what do you need Rav to link this to both to Rabbi Nasan? So where it says Shricha, you need both. Yeshmin and Hasam. Because if you only had it over there on Mishnah on Daf Beis, Mishum to Kamachavin Lashum Chaticha Ba'olam. There, the act is being done as a cutting. Aval hachad lo kamachavein. Right, it's just a question of the person involved. Might be a la bardas, but the act is an act of cutting. Aval hachad lo kamachavein. Here he's just throwing the knife. So emalo, maybe it's worse. Even if it's hipila, maybe it's worse. V'yeshmin and hachad. If you only had this case, bishum to kasi mikoch ben das. As long as a ben das is throwing the knife. Aval hasan to lo kasi mikoch ben das emalo tzricha. That's why you need both. One question that we'll ask, and we'll also ask Gebet Shem on the next line, Rabbi Kiveiger though first asks here, is this related to the sugya of mitzvah strichas and eitzrichas kavana? By throwing the knife? Is this related to that? So, we'll have one answer of the Rishonim in a minute, but first Rabbi Kiveiger says right here, you wouldn't apply that because the ikar of these concepts is the isser involved, not the mitzvah involved. Mitzvah strichas and eitzrichas kavana have to do with there's a pure mitzvah. Here, there's the Isser of Enu Zavuach, and we'll see another case in a minute. And therefore, you wouldn't apply the regular principle, the regular machlokas. After Kaimala Mitzvah Ein Srichas Kavana, we pass an Ein Srichas Kavana. So why did the Chachamim passel? Tzorech lomar da hamitzvah hi shelo leechol basar mesa rak al yedei shchita. So if this isn't a shchita, then maybe there's no heter. Ula Rashba da basar menachai ba'aseish de'ino zavuach. We had that machlokas before, Rashi and the Rashba, what the isser is of a behemah b'chayel. Haino gamkein shelo leechol basar she'ino zavuach v'nin zvichu shiyu asimanim nishchatim al yedei koach gavra. V'lo shayach bazeh mitzvah srichas kavana. This isn't stama mitzvah, this is something to accomplish, right? There's an isser involved that has to be matir. He's saying it a little different way than we're going to see it soon. And then he has the next case about nida shenansa. Well, he's going to relate to that, but let's see that case right now. Itmar says the Gemara, nida shenansa v'tavla. Once we're talking about actions without kavana, what happened if a nida falls into a mikvah? We'll actually get to the case of Nansa V'tavla. What exactly is the case? But Nansa V'tavla, the Gemara will talk about how Nansa, she didn't have kavana when she went into the mikvah. So, machlokas. Amar v'yudam ha-rav, tohor le-beisa, v'asur alecho b'truma. Rav says, and we paskin like Rav, she is tohor le-beisa. Right? Hilchas mikvos. If a woman falls into a mikvah and she's tohora and she goes into the mikvah, that's good enough. For lamaisa, for labaila. So Torah labaisa, that means she's mutter to her husband, but vasur lecha b'truma. But to eat truma, it's not good enough. It's not good enough. It's more chamor, for truma. The Mishnayos and Chagiga talk about kavana that you have to have, for certain types of levels of kachim, as we'll see. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, af labaisa lo tahara. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's linked. Af labaisa lo tahara. Where do we see that? So first, on Rav. Rav says, Nida is mutter, and Truma is still Asr. Avon Kares Hutra, Isser Misa Mibai. Right, Nida is an Isser Kares. That's more Chamor than Misa Bidei Shamayim. So, if Kares is mutter, so the Isser Misa Mibai, so Amarle, so the answer is, it's not more or less, it's different. Amarle, Bai Lachulin, Huva Chulin, Lobai Kavana. Baila is chulin, and therefore, lo boy kavana. Even if you want to say that there are two elements of nida, right, which is a big sugya. Nida has an isser labaila element and a tumah v'tahara element. The tumah v'tahara element is still within the world of chulin. It's not kachim. It's not kachim. Right, there's the isser of tumah of a woman becoming tameh. But therefore, it's still chulin, and therefore chulin wouldn't need kavana, even though, ironically, it has more chamor of an onesh than eating of the truma. So that's Rashi's lashon towards the bottom. The kares chamor mimisa di yamav nichrasim v'zaro nichras kidechsiv aririm yihiyu. Right, Rashi says kares is more chamor. Says aririm yihiyu, and therefore that is something that is considered more chamor in the larger scheme of things. There are many different sources related to that. If you look at the Ramban at the end of Parshas Achrayimos discusses within the world of kares different types of kares, different types of kares. Vini akrisus shavatara heim shloshim v'sheish 36, the first mission in krisus. Umehem rabim b'isurei ha'erva. Ritzoni lomar al b'ilah ha'asura v'chei misas bezdin b'inina b'ilah sheishas rei. Vein b'sar machal ha'misa klal. And he quotes why there's so many in Arayos. And then he quotes, b'krisus batara shlosha inyanim. Three inyanim. And he quotes in the footnote, Rabbi Shavel says, look in the Abarbanel, who discusses this in the end of Shlach also. Ha'echaj shenem rabo v'nichras ha'ishahu. Vasheni v'nichrasu ha'nefashos ha'osos v'nichrasa ha'nefesh ha'hi milifnei. So one is the man's cut off, one is the man's cut off in front of me. Vashlishi shenem rabo hen hi kares ti kares ha'nefesh ha'hi avona ba. Right, that's a different type of kares. And he goes through the differences within the Olam HaNeshamos. What exactly? He says, number one, the first one is, E nafsho b'kares aval yielo chelek b'olam HaNeshamos. It just says, v'nichrasa, that's only more temporary, but he'll have a connection to the Roy HaNeshamos, to the Olam HaNeshamos. Number two, it's even more chumur than that, nichrasa mechai olam HaNeshamos, elam kares begufam elapamim sheyichyu v'yagili amim rabim, they might live in old age, and then have kares, v'chulu. We don't understand all of these categories. And number three, gufo, nafsho, it's the most chamor. That's only by Avodah Zarah and Megadef. He talks about the different categories. But that's the Ramban here in Vayikra, Yurches Chavtes. On the Pasuk, V'nichvishu ha'nefashos ha'osos mikerev amam. He talks about the different types of karis. Good. There is a discussion, even though the Gemara here talks about Isha Labaila, and we're relating that to the Tumah V'Tahara. Tumah V'Tahara is also related. There are differences in Halacha. I think we pointed out that the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, based on the Tur, that generally a woman, Bizman Hazeh, the Shulchan Aruch recommends doing two bedikas a day during her shiva nikiyim. B'chol yom yishiv yimetara tzvicha liyos bodekas l'charchila pamayim b'chol yom. Achas achas v'achas ovach v'nash mashos. In ilchaz nida. L'charchila bidi eved. What's bidi eved? So the Shulchan Aruch was a couple of days. Bidi eved, if she didn't check except once during the shiva nikiyim, doesn't matter if it's on day one or day seven or any of the middle days, it works. So that's a day. We generally don't rely on that. But if she didn't check at all during the 7 days, so then she loses it. The Yesh Omrim, and then the Shulchan Aruch quotes, V'chad Tzarech Tivdok B'yom Rishon B'yashiv O'B'yom Shviv Ein L'Hakel, 1 in 7. That's generally what we assume. At least 1 in 7, one Bedika, 1 in 7. If you look in the Rishonim though, Rabbi Mordechai Willick points us out, that many Rishonim talk about the two Bedikas being related to the Tumah V'Tahara part of Nida, and not the Isser Labayla part of Nida. Many Rishonim hold the Isser Labayla part of Nida might need less bedikas, maybe one bedika a day. But either way, this is a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Tzadi Vav Dalid, and the related to bedikas, and the relationship of the Tumah V'Tahara element and the Isser Labayla element. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Umina Timra. How do we know this? That for chulin you don't need kavana, and that's the reason that Rav says that she falls into the mikvah. Well, we'll see what the case is. Torah labesa. Ditznan. The Mishnah says in Masechet Mikvos. Galshin Elisha Barbaram saw. There's a big wave that goes onto a person. It's separated from the river, and it's 40 saw. V'nafal ala adam ala kelim tarim, and it falls onto people and kelim, so they're tar. So my love, the Adam Domita Kalim, aren't we talking about a case of Adam similar to Kalim? They're both mentioned in the Mishnah. Ma Kalim Dulo Machavni, the Kalim don't have Kavana to become Tahar, and it works. So if Adam Nami lo boy Kavana. So Adam Nami also doesn't need Kavana. If this wave falls on him, so it works. So you see, for Chulin, you don't need Kavana for Tevila. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, but before we, you know, let's just finish the phrase. We'll get to the Ramban. Umimai Dilma Biyoshi Masapaskinan. Who says that's true? That we're talking, the Mishnah is talking about a case where an Adam is not having Kavana. Maybe he's sitting and waiting for the wave to come. He knows it's a big tide and he's waiting. Emasayitale Shagal. He's waiting for when this wave is going to go on him. The Kalim to me the Adam. And it's the opposite. Kalim are similar to Adam. Ma Adam to be Inan Kavana. Av Kalim Nami to Kamachavi and Luhu Adam. Also, the Kalim have to have a person involved and focusing on the being a matar these kalim. V'chitem of Yoshi Mitzapa Maila Meimra. And if you want to say, so what's the chiddush? If it's Yoshi Mitzapa, he's having kavana for the wave to go on and he's getting tar this way. Ma'o the tema ligzer misham chardel shal gashamim. You might say we should make a gzera misham chardel shal gashamim. That's a moving stream on a mountain. Rashi has 2 days here. Either to be tovel in the moving stream itself, which is not allowed because it's rainwater. And rainwater is only metahir, what's called ashborin, not zochlin, where it's not moving. So therefore, maybe it's gzeir mishum that, or there are two water areas, upper part of the mountain, lower part of the mountain, and this stream is connecting the two. So you might have thought that this is a good connection. Either way, either of those, that doesn't work for hashaka. So you might have said to be gozer mishum, either of those two cases, inami ligzer risha rushin atu kipin, or make a gzeira mishum, the air arches between the waves and the ground. There are spaces that's not covered with water. So you might say you can't be tovelis in water, in the wave, because of this. So we're not goes there in these cases. And that would be the chiddush, even if it's Yosef Matzapa. So there's no raya from this Mishnah that we're talking about a case of no kavana, because maybe it's a case of Yosef Matzapa. Just related to Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kasha, put it in the Rishonim. What about the issue of mitzvah srichas kavana, ain't srichas kavana? So the Ramban and the Ran, both here have, the Ran quotes the Ramban, maybe there's a difference between, to use our Lashonos, mitzvah and matir. Right? Mitzvah srichas kavana, ain't srichas kavana, that has to do with mitzvos. But when it comes to a matir, that's not an issue of kavana for the mitzvah or not kavana for the mitzvah. That's the Ramban, I'll just read you the Lashon. V'had pligi Rav Rabbi Yochanan betfilah shlo b'kavana upligi tanai b'shchita dafka k'mitzvahs halalu shehein matirin v'yesh bo en hechsher l'davar acher tefila materes isha l'bayla v'shchita materes baser b'achila ve'enan ba'atzman davar shebechova avo b'shar mitzvah shalchova ibay kavana latzeis v'lavar lo ma'iru klau. That's the general machlokas tanaim amoraim of mitzvah srichas kavana or ain srichas kavana. That's an important Ramban and Ran right here. Chulin daf lamed aleph. Good. So there's no raya from that mishnah in mikvos. So minatimras, let's try again. Minatimras delo matvilin bekeepin. Oh, this is just, by the way, how do you know we were going to make a gzera atu, the arches of the waves? How do you know that you're not allowed to be tovel in the arches of the waves? Ditznan. It's really a brisa, ditanya, matvilin berashin, matvilin bekeepin. You're matvil in the tips of the waves where there's water, but not underneath. She matvilin ba'avir. Because that's airspace, and that's not good enough. Period. So, elachulun delo bai kavana miyam inalan. So let's try again, though. We didn't have a raya from that mishnah, but let's try to find another source. Chulun, that you don't need kavana for the tefillah minalan. So, ditznan, let's go to a mishnah in Maseches Machshirin. Says the mishnah, we know machshirin, fruits have to become wet after they are talush, and they have to be l'ratzon of the owner. You had that earlier in the Masechta too. The owner has to be happy about the fruit becoming wet. So perish enough l'toch amasamayim. Fruit fell into a big aqueduct of water. Upasha mishiyad of tameos, and somebody whose hands were tummy sticks his hands in, v'natlan, and he wants to get the fruit. Yad of tahoros, his hands are tahar. Uperos, ena b'chiyutan. The hands are tar because you don't need kavana for tevilah, but the fruit are not b'chiyutan. He wasn't happy for that the fruit went in, and he didn't give us any reason for us to think that he's happy that his hands are getting wet. V'im b'shvil shayutchu, but if he puts his hands in order to wash them, so now he's happy with the water being there, that even on the fruit, yad of taharos uperos b'chiyutan. So therefore, you see that that's what Rashi points out. It's an example of sofa l'ratzon, even though it's not tchila l'ratzon. That's fine. As long as there's some point that the water are on the fruit, then you're happy about it, that is good enough. So Eisei Ravalor of Nachman. So that mishnah proves the only kavanah for tefillah. So Eisei Ravalor of Nachman. One second. What about the mishnayis in Chagiga that we were just referred to? Tava l'chulin. If somebody goes to the mikvah and he has kavanah just for chulin, v'huchzak l'chulin, asa l'maiser, he cannot partake of maiser sheni because you have to have kavanah. Huchzak in lo, huchzak lo. So it sounds like we're medayik only if he had kavanah for chulin does it work for chulin, but if he didn't even have kavanah for chulin, doesn't work? No. Hachi kamar. Aval pishoch sak l'chulin asa l'maiser. It just means, even though he had the low-level kavana, it doesn't work for maiser. Eisvei, tava v'lo huchzak ilo lo taval. Mailav ki lo taval klal. If he didn't have kavana at all, it doesn't work. Doesn't that mean it didn't work for anything? So lo, ki lo taval l'maiser. Aval tava l'chulin. No, it definitely works for the lowest level. You don't need kavana at all. Hu savar, Rava thought to chuyi kamat chulei. Rava thought that Rav Nachman was just being dochehim, but he didn't really mean it. But we didn't have a raya for it. And Nafak Dafashkach, he found a brisa that says a beferish to Tanya. Tov avala hochzak mutter lechulin vasa lemaiser. So we have our raya that tefillah does not need kavana. Amalei abayla Rav Yosef, lemitevi tufta to Rav Yochanan meha. So maybe it's a kasha on Rav Yochanan. Right, Rav Yochanan was on the bottom. Rav Yochanan says, af lebesa lotara. Rav Yochanan said, if she goes into the mikvah, no good. Amalei Rav Yochanan, hudamar kribyonasan bar Yosef. Rav Yochanan would say, I'd have a different Tana that I agree with. The Tana, Rav Yochanan and Yosef Omer, vichubas. Talking about washing the clothes at the end of Tsaras Habeged. Matam alomar sheinis. Why does it say twice? In the process, you wash it once when the Kohen first sees it, then you wash it again at the end, which means tefillah. Makish techvosas shniel techvosas rishona. We compare the second washing of the mikvah to the first one, which was just scrubbing the area. Ma techvosas rishona ladas, af techvosas shniel ladas. So we compare the mikvah to the later, to the earlier Tichboses. Imala hala bina das koin, afkan bina das koin. You should say you need dafka, the das koin, to be involved in it. Tamar lomar vitaher mikol makom. Even in Yisrael could do it. Maskal Rasimi Barashi. Umiyamar Rabbi Yochanan Alchi. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say, does Rabbi Yochanan really hold argue with this? That you need kavana for tevila? Does he really say that? And tevila bali kavana wouldn't work. Vyamar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha kastam mishnah. But Rabbi Yochanan holds like halacha like stam mishnah. And what about our mishnah? Vitzna, nafla sakin v'shachta, avabisha shachta kedarka psula. V'yavina ba, and we were medayik in our mishnah, taimba de nafla ha'yipila hukshera. V'yava gavdala l'chavein. Our mishnah says that by shchita, which is compared to tefillah, in the words of the Ramban, like we were just saying, is a matir, shchita does not need kavana. V'yamrina matana d'loboi kavana l'shchita, ama rava Rabbi Nasani. And it's only Rabbi Nasan shchita. One second, Rabbi Yochanan says, halach is kastam mishnah. But I thought Rabbi Yochanan says that you need kavana. Now we're saying the mishnah is only according to the opinion that says you don't need kavana. So Gemara says, "B'shchita afilu Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef." Don't compare shchita and tevila. Even Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef, who says that right earlier he was the one that said by the techposet, he would agree that it's okay by shchita. Mita gali rachmana misasik b'kadshim pasul mechad chulun lo boy kavana. We had earlier right, earlier in this Masechta, Enim and Achaz, Enim Zvachim. Misasek. Misasek is the higher level by Kachim. Misasek, but Kachim is puzzle. So, Mashal Bechulin, you wouldn't need Kavana. You wouldn't need Kavana. Misasek would be okay. And we had earlier the Machlokas, Rashi Tosfos, what does the Misasek mean? Does it mean you don't even have Kavana for the Maisa, or you have Kavana for the Maisa, but you don't have Kavana for Karban? We had that Machlokas earlier. Period. And the Rabbana would say you still need at least Kavana for Chaticha, even if not for Zvicha. Amar Rava, let's just finish this. Bahazakinu Rabbi Nasan the Rabbanan. Rabbi Nasan seems to have more basis than the Rabbanan. Miksiv the Chatachta Vizavachta Ksiv. Doesn't say you have to have Kavana for the Chaticha. It says Vizavachta. Ibina Kavana la Chaticha filo Zvicha nami libai. So if you need Kavana for Chaticha, even for Zvicha, because that's the word it says in the Torah. And Ilobulina Kavana la Zvicha la Chaticha nami lo libai. And therefore, just the words of the Torah sound more like Rabbi Nasan than the Rabbanan. Good. Hechidami nida shenansa v'tavla. Let's get back to the original case. What's the case that the nida is nansa and there's no kavana? Ilema da ansa chaverta v'atpala. Is it that her friend pushed her into the mikvah? So that's not a good model. Kavana da chaverta, kavana ma'ayisahi. Said the kavana of the friend should work. There is kavana of the matbil. That should be good enough. Kind of like being tovel, matbil, kalim. Right, there is kavana there. Va'o b'truma nami achla, and in that case, you would even be able to eat truma ditznan, as the Mishnah says in Nida hachareshes v'ashota v'asuma. All these people who either are labanei das or are it's impossible to do proper bedikos v'shenitcha fadaita imeishlan pikchos misaknos osan. If there are women that could help them do bedikos to make sure they're tahora, ochlos b'truma. So you see, truma does not need in that case if there's someone else involved. That can be the case of Ensa. Amar Papa, Rabbi Nasan she nafla mina gesher, Rabbanan she yarda lahaker. Rabbi Nasan would say even if she falls in without any kavana for the ma'isa, Rabbanan you need kavana for the ma'isa. So if she's going in just to cool off, we paskin that even without any kavana, just going in is okay at least for le baila. Again, there's a lot more, but we'll have to hear again tomorrow's daf will be put up from the last cycle, and then Beth Hashem, we will get to, next week, Beth Hashem, we'll get to a regular, schedule. And again, this week's Shiurim, our sponsor, Lizei Chanishmas, of Shlomo Shmuel, Ben Rabbi Yitzchak, Shaul Gerzberg.